I'm going to give you a very short exhortation. And it's a statement from one Reverend J.G. Morrison, who lived from 1879 to 1939. And he was a minister of the Church of the Nazarenes. And the statement he made was, "Can't you do a little bit more? Can't you do a little bit more?" Ask your friend, "Can't you do a little bit more?" Can you say it again? Look at your friend and say, "Can't you do a little bit more?" So ask your friend, "Can't you smile to me a little bit more? Can't you show me a little more kindness? Can't you pray for me a little bit more? Can't you show me a little bit more love? Can't you give me a little bit more gifts? Can't you, whatever good thing you are doing, can't you do a little bit more?" Amen.
Amen.
So I want to give you an anchor scripture from 2 Kings chapter 13, verse 14 to 20. 2 Kings chapter 13, verse 14 to 20. And if you are there, say, "Thank you, Jesus." It's actually on the screen, so can we read together? He said, "Now the prophet Elisha was falling sick of his sickness whereof he had died. And Joash, the king of Israel, came down unto him and wept over his face and said, 'Oh, my father, the chariot of Israel and the horsemen thereof.' And Elisha said unto him, 'Take bow and arrows.' And he took unto him bow and arrows. And he said to the king of Israel, 'Put your hand upon the bow.' And he put his hand upon it. And Elisha put his hands upon the king's hands." Is that right?
Yes.
"And said, 'Open the window eastward.' And he opened it. Then Elisha said, 'Shoot.' And he shot. And he said, 'The arrow of the Lord's deliverance, and the arrow of the deliverance from Syria. For thou shalt smite the Syrians in Aphek till you have consumed them.' And he said, 'Take the arrows.' And he took them. And he said unto the king of Israel, 'Smite upon the ground.' And he smote thrice and stayed. And the man of God was angry with him and said, 'You should have smitten 5 or 6 times. Then thou hadst smitten Syria till thou had consumed it. Whereas now thou shalt smite Syria but thrice.' But Elisha died, and they buried him. And the bands of the Moabites invaded the land at the coming of coming in the year." Amen.
Amen.
Okay. So now this is a story of Elisha who was about to die.
When Elisha
now the king of Israel went to see him.
Now Israel he ko hu no.
And then he told him, "Take your arrows."
Now okachi ane sefa ejai no.
And take your bow.
Na efa ni odibetu no.
And then shoot it out.
Nah, to.
Then he also told him later, he said, strike the earth. A lot of times, sometimes God will lead a man of God to give a certain kind of direction. But God will be speaking to his people. Now when he was told to smite the earth, he did that which was just convenient to him by striking the earth 3 times. Now watch it. Earlier on, when he shot the arrow, the prophet of God told him that you are going to be defeating Syria. So if you have been given that premise, that means that if you are to strike the earth, then you must strike it many times. But he struck it only 3 times. And which meant that he was going to have only 3 victories. But the prophet was expecting that he should have done at least 5-6 times and beyond. King Joash is the quintessential example of someone who could have done just a little bit more. He struck 3 times. But what's the difference between, 3 times and 6 times? He could have done a little bit more. Just a little bit more would have given him an everlasting, victory. Today there are many little things that we can do that will make a huge difference in an overall effort in building the house of God and our own lives. A little bit more effort, a little bit more time, a little bit more money will make a huge difference. Amen. A little bit more of praying will make you more anointed. I mean, I know you pray, but you've been praying. Jesus said, could you not pray with me just 1 hour? It means that what? They didn't pray up to the 1 hour. They could have prayed a little bit more, which means that 1 hour is just the threshold that, and you should have gone beyond that threshold a little bit more. Someone say, a little bit more.
Yes, Christo Katre, Nessia for Sentim, what minima a mompaye, Budanriba Kumpo, which I sent canon bet me a bompayas and Yomoye.
You see, you can be very intelligent. There are people who call them shabri. They are sharks. They are very smart. But you see, despite the fact that they are shabri, if the shabri reads a little bit more, you just go on top of the roof. So a little bit more. I know your children are smart, but you can help them to read a little bit more, learn a little bit more, and they are going to become better than what they are.
Your
marriage or relationship is nice, but you could do a little bit more. And a little bit more will change everything. A little bit more smile. A little bit more kindness. Of giving somebody 1 bowl of kenke for lunch. Will make a big difference. When you look at the Bible, the Gospels are made of 4 books: Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Now when it goes to John's 10, he could have said, there's no need to write about the life of Jesus, because others have written about him. But he decided to take the task and do a little bit more by writing about the ministry of Jesus. And because of what he did, we now know the story of the resurrection of Lazarus from the dead after 4 days. We also know the story of the healing of the man at Bethesda. Through John's a little bit more, we in the Bible now know famous things like, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. Do you remember that scripture? John 1:1. In the beginning, these are scriptures, these are things. Please let them come in. Let them come in. Because of John, We know in the beginning was a word. The word was with God and the word was God. Because of John's writing, we know that the Bible says, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of heaven. You see, Matthew didn't write that. Hello, are you here with me? Mark didn't write that. Luke didn't write that. But they could have just said, oh, these guys have written about Jesus, so I don't have to write anything. But what John wrote, the little bit he did, brought about a big change in the New Testament. And the famous scripture, John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son.
John 3:16.
I'm the good shepherd. I am the resurrection and the life. I am the way, the truth, and the life. Greater love has no man than this. Whatever you ask the Father in my name, I will do it. Statements like, I am the vine, you are the branches. All these would not have known if John had not done a little bit more. Amen.
Amen.
Recently, Ghana went to the AFCON. And our performance was pretty abysmal. But when it came to the World Cup qualifier, they tried to do a little bit more for the first leg. And we're expecting to have beaten Nigeria in our own on our own turf. But I believe that they went back to a drawing board. And the boys pushed themselves a bit more. So when we went to Nigeria, we scored them first. Don't worry, I'm part Nigeria, so don't worry.
Amen.
I come from Oshogbo. Hallelujah. You know, and so at the end of the day, because the boys did a little bit more, they were able to qualify. So a little bit more will let you qualify. I remember when we were at the university, sometimes you see that somebody is just maybe 0.5 away from maybe making a first class or a second upper. You know, you could see that if the person had not played a little, you know, if the person had not played a little bit more, yeah, but read a little bit more. When people were screaming around, the person had not screamed a little bit more, but concentrated on the book just a little bit more, they would have made it. So all I'm trying to say is that whatever that you are supposed to be doing in life, you know, which is a good thing, do it a little bit more. Amen.
Amen.
I have a friend, the parents gave birth to 9 boys and 1 lady. That's for being a safe family. When you go to the house, they don't buy, like you don't go to the roadside to go and buy kinky or banku. The mother has somebody who does a banku, which is there. The soup is there. Palm nut soup in a huge bowl. And nobody dishes the food. So they are boys. You don't dish food for boys. Boys must dish their own food. And the parents know that these boys also have a lot of friends. including hustle brothers like us. So that's why sometimes we go and spend our weekends. So when you go there, you go and hide yourself, and when the food is ready, everybody takes their bowl. And you too, you have visited, you even take small. As they are taking, you too, you are taking. You know, but you could say the mother loved the children and had a little bit more love for others. A little bit more. And because of that, others could get to their home and also have something to eat.
Now, yeah, Papa said, Wako, the number for now, Mammy, woman, Mamma, or Baba, Kono, Womo, Mammy, Uncle, Massica, Samon Cotta, Docono, Nemo, or more be yet, Docono, but said, and I am quite so as see what does some. Et wono omo nchebia na wa ukwa no pate wo de na wa be ma rabbi o mi fie o moye sex pass off the monan for four ba ma me na obre ko me bre mi mali de na ofu asa be guo se pom na wo mo ba so a wo bi ate ni ope o ka se wono onye obo o wono kra na otikese na ma me ni a odo so ko a wo mu nyina
amen
amen.
So let's show a little bit more love to others.
You
never know what a person will turn out to be tomorrow. And you never know who you are blessing today. Amen.
Amen.
And the Bible says in 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse number 17, it says, charge those who are rich in this world. Now, before you get in there, in Philippians chapter 2, verse 4, it says something very important. It says, think about others. Says somebody, let not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. Someone say, others. It means that whatever you are doing, think about others. When we went to the seminary, one of the things they taught us is that when you get to the dining table and you are dishing your food, think about others. So it means that when you get in there first, don't just go and take all the meat. Don't go and take all the food. How many of you are there? Ask yourself, if I were not to be there and somebody took all the meat, would I be happy if I got in there? So think about others. In your language, think about others. The kindness check. If this thing was said to me or done to me, would I be happy? Think about others.
Omo ko Bible school no ye kire omo se omo nwe afoforo ho se wo ko dan ni ho na se duane ni si ho a en fa dudu bebre jin afoforo ho se wo obi di kan no be fa nam ni nyina ka ba obenya bi enti bibi a ye bia no ma ye nwe afoforo enso.
And we must have an understanding that every blessing that we have is not just because of us alone, but it's because of others. So think about giving some to others, a little bit more kindness to others, a little bit more, you know, show of love to others, and I tell you, our world is going to change. Can I have an amen? That's why in 1 Timothy chapter 6 verse 17, he says, charge them that are rich in this world. You are rich in this world.
We are on the floor where we are saying,
no, nobody have to pay to smile. So you are rich in smiles.
You
are rich in some talents.
He
said, charge those who are rich in this world
that
they be not high-minded, nor trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God. So today I want to tell you that may you trust in the living God, who gives us richly all things to enjoy. It means that God is a source of our supply. Your business is not a source of your supply. Your business is only a point of contact to be serve others. Who gives us richly all things to enjoy? So when you're enjoying anything, you must know that it's God who has given you richly. And verse 18 says, that they do good. May you do good. I say, may you do good. That they be rich in good works. May you be rich in good works. Oh, I say, from today, may you be rich in good works. When you read Isaiah 32:20, he says that blessed are those who sow, you know, beside many waters. May you sow beside many waters. May you give to various groups. May you give to various institutions. May you help people from all walks of life. Don't only give to your family members. Don't only give to your friends. But where there's an opportunity to help somebody, help somebody. I said, help somebody. Help somebody. Help somebody. Give to somebody. Do a little bit more for somebody. Show a smile to somebody. Pray for somebody. Show some kindness to somebody. If you're a singer, learn the singing a little bit more. And for those of you who are ministers, don't become professional in your work. You say, oh, I preached this message before. I know it. I'm just going to say it. You must always mix your message with a prayer and with the presence of God. Let it always have a fresh aura of the glory of God. Can I have an amen?
Amen.
A little bit more prayer. This year, a little bit more prayer. This year, a little bit more evangelism. You know, this year I've become a street church evangelist. I know that there are some people who never step in church, no matter what you are giving them. That's why Saturdays and Sundays, I said, let's go to the streets. Let's preach to them. Let's share tracts with them. A little bit more effort from our side, our world will be saved. Our world will become a better world. Our family will become better families. Our companies will become better. Our churches will become better. A little bit more patience, and our friendship will become better. Some of us, we get angry too quickly. A little bit more. A little bit more of trying to keep relationships. Listen, no matter who you are, somebody's going to hurt you. Somebody's going to offend you. But learn to have long suffering. And tell yourself, I'm not going to throw away my relationships. By the grace of God, I've got relationship 20 years, 30 years, 40 years, 45 years, as my brother said. 45 years. We have kept relationship. 45 years. 50
years.
No matter what happens, we don't throw anybody away. Till we're on our deathbed, and one of us say bye-bye, we must keep our relationship. Do a little bit more and serve God a little bit more. Preach Christ a little bit more. Amen.
Amen.
I told you that it's a sermon, so I'm done. I'm not out of word, but I'm out of time. I need thee. Oh, I need thee. Every hour I need thee.
Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee.
Tell the Lord,
I need thee every hour. Can be served.
lift your voice and say, Lord, help me to do a little bit more. A little bit more to help my family. A little bit more as a teacher to teach my students. A little bit more to show kindness to my beloved, to my family, to my children. A little bit more to pray. A little bit more. Help me to do a little bit more counseling. A little bit more to be serving your house. Whatever I'm doing, help me to do it a little bit more. In my giving, I've been giving 5 cedis, but help me to give a little bit more. Yes, yes. I've been paying my tithes, but help me to pay a little bit more. A little bit more. All I ask today is a little bit more. Talk to God. Talk to him now. Open your mouth. Pray that, Lord, help my business to become better. A little bit more. A little bit more. A little bit more in my business. A little bit more in my business. A little bit more in my love life. My sacrifice. A little bit more. A little bit more.
A little bit more. You want to pray for Jesus that grace to come upon you. In the name of the Lord Jesus, lift your voice and pray. In the name of the Lord,
Lord, I give you my heart. Jesus. I give you my soul. I live for you. I live for you. Alone, every breath that I take, every moment that I live. Say, Lord, have your way.
Have your way. Lord, I give, Lord, I give you my heart. I give you my soul.
I give you my soul.
I live for you.
Every breath that I take, every moment I'm awake.
Say, Lord, have your way.
Have your way.
Tell him, this is my desire. Everybody, tell him and say,
this is my desire.
To honor you, Lord.
To honor you.
Lord, with all my heart.
Lord, with all my heart. I worship you.
I want my sins to be forgiven. I want Jesus to be my Lord and my Savior. I want him to be the king of my life. I want to become born again. I want to go to heaven when I die. I'd like for you to raise your right hand wherever you are.
And
I'll pray with you. Lift your right hand wherever you are. You want to give your life to Jesus? At the back there, God bless you. And God bless you. If you have lifted your hand, can you walk to me? If you can. If you have lifted your hand, can you walk to me? Give them a hand as they are coming. Give them a hand. Who else is coming? Come on, give them a hand. It is only when you receive the seed of Christ that you become a new person. Our own good works cannot save us. It's not our coming to church that saves us. It is only Jesus who saves. And he said, I'm knocking at the door of your heart. If any man open your heart, I will come in and dine with him. Today is the day of salvation. Now is the time to repent. If you are there in the midst, just in a minute, just walk to me right now. Come. Don't miss this opportunity. Some 45 years ago, 27 July
1977,
I also lifted my hand like that, and it became a journey to serve the Lord. And I want us to join them to pray this prayer together. Say, Heavenly Father,
Heavenly Father,
I come to you just as I am.
I come to you just as I am.
I accept the fact that
I accept the fact that
I am a sinner.
I am a sinner.
Forgive me my sins.
Forgive me my sins.
And cleanse me,
and cleanse me
of all unrighteousness.
From all unrighteousness.
Come and save my heart.
Lord, come and save my heart.
Be my Lord and my Savior.
Be my Lord and my Savior.
From today,
I fully
and wholly
dedicate myself to you.
Amen.
Amen.
Father, thank you for these precious ones.
Yes, Lord.
Put your hand on your chest if you don't mind.
Masa,
I pray that you will touch their lives.
Yes, Lord.
You will change them.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
Let your grace come upon them.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
Use them.
Yes.
For glorious things.
Jesus.
Amen. Let them be preachers of your word.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now don't go. I want to give you a commission, as Christ has commissioned us. When something good happens to you, tell everybody. I want you to tell everybody that you have become a new creation. Today, the 3rd of
April,
Jesus has come into your heart
to
be your Lord and Savior.
So
I want to give you this gift. Put your hand and always remember that this is what you have been called to do. God bless you. God bless you, sir.
Put on your hands.
Praise God. God bless you. Amen. The Lord keep you. Change life. So we shout Ale. We thank you for bringing us into the fourth month of the year.
Yes, amen.
It is only you who can do this.
Yes, Lord.
Because not everybody has lived to see this day.
Yes, Lord.
But through the twists and turns of life, you have helped us to escape the snares of the fowler.
Yes, Lord.
You've plucked our feet out of the miry clay.
Yes.
And set our feet on the rock to stay.
Yes, Lord.
As we've entered this fourth month, the number four means stability.
Yes.
Every good thing that is not yet stable in the lives of your people, may you stabilize it.
Amen.
Stabilize their joy.
Amen.
Their health.
Amen.
Their finances.
Amen.
Their businesses.
Amen.
Their relationships.
Amen.
Their marriages.
Amen.
Their families.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
All ancient beings that come against them.
Amen.
The ancient mountains will command you to be uprooted from the roots.
Yes, Lord.
And overturned.
Yes,
amen.
Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
We overturn, and overturn.
Yes, Lord.
And it that is sighted against them.
Amen.
Every arrow of darkness will declare that it turned round.
Amen.
Into the camp of the senders.
Amen.
May your people escape every trap of the wicked one.
Amen.
May they run through their troop.
Amen.
Leap over their walls.
Amen.
Give them the upper hand in every contest.
Amen.
Make them stronger than whatever is an enemy.
Yes, Lord.
Anything that constitutes an enemy in their lives.
Amen.
Let them overcome it.
Amen.
For your word said, let God arise and every enemy scattered. Yes. Every enemy scatter.
Amen.
Scatter now.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
May the God of peace by all means give you peace.
Amen.
May the God of fruitfulness cause you to be fruitful.
Amen.
This year, may your life receive grace.
Amen.
And advancement.
Amen.
May you be celebrated and honored.
Amen.
Every good thing your eyes have not seen, may your eyes see it.
Yes.
May your hands handle it.
Amen.
May God who makes a way, may he make a way.
Amen.
May double leaf gates be swing open.
Amen.
Doors of honor swing open.
Amen.
Doors of peace swing open.
Amen.
Promotion swing open.
Amen.
Provision swing open.
Amen.
Protection swing open.
Amen.
Preservation swing open.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Whatever they are struggling for,
yes,
now give it to them on a silver platter.
Amen.
I pray that let them enjoy.
Amen.
Uncommon favor.
Amen.
And unstoppable blessings.
Amen.
Every blessing, the laying on of hands that I received,
Jesus,
from Archbishop Charles Ajinasari and all the team of bishops.
Yes.
The blessing from Archbishop Nicholas Duncan Williams.
Yes.
The blessing from the Apostle General.
Amen.
The blessing from Dr. Ampia Kofi.
Yes, Lord.
The blessing from Reverend Eastwood Anaba.
Jesus.
Yes.
Reverend, blessing from Dr. Fred Digbe.
Yes.
Blessing from Bishop Doug Hayward Mills.
Amen.
Blessing from Bishop Anyeni Mbwedu.
Yes, Lord.
Blessing of the fathers that I have related with.
Yes.
The fathers of the charismatic and Pentecostal movement.
Yes, Lord.
Today I stand here and I declare uncommon blessing over you.
Amen.
May your heavens be open.
Amen.
May angels surround you.
Amen.
May the presence of God go ahead with you.
Amen.
May every mountain be leveled.
Amen.
Valleys be exalted.
Amen.
Crooked path be made straight.
Amen.
Rough places be smoothed.
Amen.
May God make you a joyful mother and joyful father of children.
Amen.
May you live to see your children's children's children.
Amen.
May it be well with you in all that
Amen.
You do.
Amen.
May your profiting abound.
Amen.
When you do little, may it become much for you.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Christ of Nazareth. Amen. When you touch sand, let it turn into gold dust.
Amen.
When you take hold of sun, let it become diamond crystal.
Amen.
I pray for good health for you.
Jesus.
May God visit you.
Yes, Lord.
And increase your physical vital.
Yes,
may all your organs become stronger.
Amen.
May they become renewed.
Amen.
Like that of a baby.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
May people who turn against you turn for you.
Yes, Lord.
Whatever belongs to you that your eyes have not seen,
yes,
may it turn around and locate you.
Jesus.
And come to your address.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I prophesy your houses,
yes,
your new houses, your cars, your lands, wisdom, favor, honor, peace, promotion over your life in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Anybody who has to take a decision for your good,
yes, Lord.
Who hasn't taken it?
Jesus.
The heart of a king is in God's hands.
Amen.
May God turn the heart of the person.
Amen.
May that person take that decision for your good.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Academic good,
yes, Lord.
Financial good,
yes, Lord.
Business good,
yes, Lord.
Marital good,
yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus,
amen.
As you have lifted your hands, may you possess your possessions,
amen.
Bible says, upon Mount Zion there shall be deliverance,
amen.
Lord.
May you be delivered,
amen.
From every hold of darkness,
amen.
There shall be holiness,
amen.
May you be a special child of God,
amen.
May you be special to your boss.
Amen.
Special to your parents.
Amen.
Special to your spouse.
Amen.
Special to your children.
Amen.
Special to your friends.
Amen.
Special to your customers.
Amen.
From today, may your business be special.
Amen.
May your area of operation be special.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And may you possess,
yes, Lord,
your possessions.
Amen.
May your eyes see it.
Amen.
May your hand handle,
amen,
that which Jehovah,
Jesus,
has ordained for you.
Yes, Lord.
I bless you,
amen,
with the goodness of God.
Yes, Lord.
I bless you,
yes, Lord,
that you keep smiling.
Amen.
Esau said, I've got my own.
Yes.
May you get your own.
Amen.
Any good thing that anybody has,
yes,
that you look on and you cry in your heart,
Jesus,
from today, may God give you your own.
Amen.
Hey, may you see your children also marry.
Amen.
And your children have children.
Amen.
May you also get your own.
Amen.
After you have attended weddings upon weddings, may you people also attend your weddings.
Amen.
And attend the weddings of your children.
Amen.
And attend the weddings of your grandchildren.
Amen.
And may you live to see your great-grandchildren.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
When you see your schoolmates, what they have, may you never see your schoolmates and run away because of what they have that you don't have. May God give you more than enough.
Amen.
I said more than enough.
Amen.
Whatever they have, may God give you more than enough.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Every project your hands have begun to do,
Jesus,
may your own hands finish it.
Amen.
May you build the factories.
Amen.
Build industries.
Amen.
Build the houses.
Amen.
Build the real estates.
Amen.
Build the businesses.
Amen.
Build the marriages.
Amen.
Build the education.
Amen.
I declare you as a builder.
Amen.
This year may you build.
Yes, Lord.
This year may you build.
Amen.
Whatever is in contention,
Jesus,
whatever is in litigation,
Jesus,
may the Lord who saw situation,
yes,
may he step into the equation.
Amen.
May he solve it for you.
Amen.
May your hand be lifted up,
amen,
as a champion,
yes, Lord,
over every challenger.
Jesus.
I see two people, your children are outside the country. Hello, Shubi Hadabos, Yarabadiyash. The Lord visit them.
Yes,
amen.
Lord.
In the absence of your personal supervision, may the Lord supervise them.
Amen.
May the Lord build internal walls in their lives.
Amen.
Your children that are away from you, may God himself father them.
Amen.
And mother them.
Amen.
And take care of them.
Amen.
Whatever concerns that you have had regarding their lives,
amen,
may the Lord pull them out of it.
Amen.
May they escape from the trap and the temptations of the wicked one.
Jesus.
And may the Lord make them children that you'll be proud of.
Amen.
From today, may you become a proud friend.
Amen.
Proud parents.
Amen.
Be proud.
Amen.
Because of the hand of God.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Now those two hands that you have lifted, may the Lord fill them with good things.
Amen.
Packages from heaven.
Amen.
Packages from heaven.
Amen.
They are coming to you.
Jesus.
Packages.
Yes, Lord.
Receive divine packages.
I receive it.
Golden links.
I receive it.
Pillars for life.
I receive it.
Pillars for life.
I receive it.
Pillars for life.
I receive it.
Good friends.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Leboshidash.
Yes, Lord.
Dabrobosh.
Yes, Lord.
Nabrodos.
Yes, Lord.
May God give you a new song.
In the name of Jesus.
May God heal your bodies.
In the name of Jesus.
Be healed in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Be free in your mind.
Amen.
Every harassing voice, we silence that.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I see two demons who are standing in front of somebody's shop.
My God.
Jesus.
Today,
Jesus.
May the fire of God consume Jesus. Those evil forces.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And instead of those demons, may angels stand there.
Amen.
They are being replaced by angels.
Amen.
To direct people onto your shop.
Amen.
Direct people into your business.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
May angels stand in front of your house.
Jesus.
Angels surround your walls.
Jesus.
May your walls declare salvation.
Amen.
And may your gates declare praise.
Amen.
May Jehovah be your gatekeeper.
Amen.
May Jehovah be the gatekeeper.
Amen.
Of your house.
Amen.
The gatekeeper. Jesus. Of your marriage.
Amen.
Every evil gatekeepers of your family.
Jesus.
Now gatekeepers are authority figures.
Amen.
Every evil gatekeepers.
Jesus.
Today, as I see the realm of the spirit,
Jesus.
We banish them.
Amen.
We banish them from your family.
Amen.
Whatever resists progress in your family,
Jesus.
Today they are disqualified.
In the name of Jesus.
We destroy their influence.
Amen.
And their impact.
Yes, Lord.
Against your life.
Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
As for you, may you triumph over them.
Amen.
May God give you the upper hand over them.
Amen.
May you sit on them.
Amen.
May you trample on them.
Amen.
Because the hand of God is your portion.
Yes, Lord.
For Christ in you, the hope of glory.
Jesus.
For greater is he who is in you,
yes, Lord.
Than he that is in the world.
Yes, Lord.
And the Lord God who has begun a good work in you,
yes,
may he perfect it for you.
Amen.
I stand here as an apostle of the living God.
Jesus.
I stand here as one God has ordained as a prophet.
Jesus.
I stand here as a bishop consecrated
Jesus.
By the Most High God.
Jesus.
And I declare the bishopric blessings,
yes,
over your life,
yes,
that as I wear this this cope, so may the Lord cover you.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And as I wear this mitre, yes, may cloven tongues of fire settle on you.
Amen.
When you speak, let it be for signs and for
Amen.
Wonders. May you give the right answers
Amen.
To everything in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
And when you say, let it bring blessings,
yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And may, by the power of the cross, may you overcome every work of darkness.
Amen.
And by this ring I decree and declare that may you become a son of honor and
Amen.
A daughter of honor.
Amen.
And may you, whatever you lost, may it be restored unto
Amen.
You. May your life be pure.
Yes, Lord.
May it be pure.
Amen.
May you live by the word of God.
Amen.
May the belt of truth always cover you.
Amen.
May you walk in the mandate of Jehovah.
Yes, Lord.
Whatever you were born for and born to be, born to become,
yes.
May you become it.
Amen.
Whatever God has ordained for you to become,
yes.
May it never be subverted.
Jesus.
But may you become it.
Yes, Lord.
May the Lord establish your home.
Yes, Lord.
Establish the work of your hands.
Yes, Lord.
Grant unto you peace.
Amen.
In the name of the Father.
Amen.
In the name of the Son.
Amen.
And in the name of the Holy Spirit of God. Everybody say a big amen.
Amen. Amen.
Wow.
Hallelujah.
Wow.